You told all the three out of the four teams in the NFC East have made a lot of changes this year, the offseason. Can you see the division getting a lot better than it was last year?
Honestly, right now I'm just focused on the Giants and what we need to do and the changes that we made and be able to put our best foot forward this year. You know, we've had two very good bad years, you know, losing games by 3 points, little mistakes that, you know, cost us the game. And looking at the things we need to correct and seeing a lot of new faces and guys who I know are definitely going to be able to help this team, I'm really excited for the season.
So you like the acquisitions on defense especially?
Absolutely.
Odell, how much would you welcome a new receiver to help you to replace Reuben?
It's not my call to, you know, who we draft or anything like that. I know we have guys in that room who can make plays. You know, looking at Vic and watching him, I know he's as anxious as I am for him to be on that field. And it's going to be fun to finally be able to line up with him. I'm definitely excited and looking forward to that. So wherever we pick up is wherever we pick up. I'm more excited for the season than ever, really.
How sure are you that Vic will be there? It's, and he's still making a long road back.
It's not my call, you know, but I have full faith in him. I've seen, you know, from the little bits that we worked out and just his mindset. You know, he seems like he's in a good place. He's comfortable with himself. You have to ask him. I'm not him, and I'm like I said, I'm looking forward to seeing him out there.
What can he do for you if he's out there? I mean, how can he enhance your game?
I think we benefit each other. You know, put us on the same side, get 3-on-2. Somebody's got to take – two people got to take one person, and one person going to be one-on-one and vice versa. So you pick your matchups. Talking about a lethal threat, a guy who I watched coming out, a guy whose many clips and many things that I've done have been taken from his film. So, like I said, you're going to have to ask him how he feels. I'm sure – he's going to tell you the same because from what I've seen, he looks good.
So, what was your initial reaction to seeing a somewhat familiar close
and
someone who twice the season?
I play for the Giants, so I'm looking forward to this year. Pretty much everything, you know, that we have set ahead of us. Like I said, we got some new additions to the team, and it's going to be a good year.
You don't have September 23rd?
September 11th, I think, is our first game against the Cowboys.
Is this a feeling out process with the new head coach, even though he was your offensive coordinator last year?
It's kind of weird because it's like something changed. You know, Coach Coughlin leaving is huge. It's the first NFL coach I've had. It's always going to be my first memory of, you know, my head coach, and now McAdoo's stepping in, and he looks prepared. He looks anxious for the season, like he's licking his chops. And like I said, it's something so exciting, I feel, for this year for the Giants. And I can't wait to really be a part of it.
Odell, how are you different from the end of last year to where you are now? What kind of progress or progression have you taken?
Time is really it. You know, time is the only thing that doesn't really change. So, like I said, I'm just excited for next year. I'm ready for it.
Are you going to watch the draft this week?
I mean, I don't know if I'm sit down and watch all 32 teams. That's a lot of time on the clock, all of that. I didn't enjoy sitting back in that green room, nervous and waiting. So,
No pressure, though, right? You just see what the Giants
pick. Whoever we pick up, I'm sure it'll be a good pick. You know, we do well.
When we
what are the Giants' number one pick about being the number one pick here?
Be prepared for y'all.
Not bad.
Yeah. No, y'all aren't that bad.
What's your mindset?
I'm so anxious. It just was a long off season. You know, you feel like you're just sitting there waiting around and just with so much time to just think. It was hard for me to, you know, it kind of happened one of my off seasons back at LSU, and I had to control myself. After my freshman year at LSU, I had a nice little year, and I wanted to come back and I wanted to do even more. So I was working out even harder, you know, and I was in California training 3 times a day. And I had to, you know, take a point where you're just like, you need to, you know, the season is a very long season, and I've come to find that out the hard way. So just taking care of your body, doing the little things. Like I said, this is going to be one for the books for sure.
You know, when Eli joined us for the first time this spring, it was a conference call a few 2 weeks ago. He was asked about behind you at receiver. And the first thing he said was, Odell has to raise his game.
Yeah.
How do you?
I'm ready. Oh, yeah. You know, I have goals in mind. There's a lot of banners that aren't in here that need to be in here. And that's something that I look at every day. There's nothing that really crosses my mind besides putting the fifth one up in here. 2016 world champion, your name in here forever, something that you'll be able to take with you for a lifetime. There's nothing more in my mind than winning a Super Bowl. You know, I feel like I've said that every year, and, you know, the record doesn't show. Like I said, there's games where we lost 3 points, 4 points, 1 point, all things that we could control. It's just a matter of fine-tuning some things. You know, we added some new pieces to the puzzle. And I'm just excited. I can't even, words don't do justice for how excited I am for this year.
Is it hard for you to rectify, you know, your numbers the first 2 years, which are record-breaking, and the numbers of the 12 wins? You know, is that hard for you because, you know, you're getting so many accolades?
I really only care about winning. I came from a winning college, you know, and it's something that, it was instilled in us is to win, and I hate losing, period. I don't care what it is, chess, checkers, video games, racquetball, I don't care, I don't care what it is. I don't like losing. I don't think anybody should like losing or accept losing. So I don't want to lose anything, you know. I don't, no matter what it is, you don't want to lose.
When Eli said you can raise your game, and you said I'm ready.
Yeah.
I don't think it's probably just you looking at numbers. What can you do to raise your game?
I mean, I feel like you can do everything. I feel like nothing's ever finished. It's either unabandoned or it could be worked on. You know what I mean? So whether it's routes, the releases of the routes, make sure you get your depth, all the little things that, you know, all right, I have a 12-yard route. I need to get 12 yards. But in the game, the time clock sped up. You have a man on you. You know, Eli's getting pressured. You're trying to get out of there quick, and you broke it off at 10. And now a ball is going to where it should be at 12 yards, and you're at 10. And there's nobody else to blame but you. So making sure that I can control all of those things like that. Like I said, I'm just, I can't even wait. I wish it was September 9th right now.
What were you trying to accomplish this offseason, workout-wise? Or, you know, when you left here, what were you trying to improve, and how were you going to go about and do that?
Like I said, it's kind of everything, being more explosive. You know, I've told Eli every single day, completion rating 99.9%. You know, there's nothing that should hit the ground. There's no reason that it should hit the ground. No ball should be incompleted, whether it's practice, a game, a mental rep, none of them should hit the ground. So making sure that, like I said, I can control everything that I can control, and whatever else you can is, you know, it's out of my hands.
What'd you do to become more explosive? Did you do anything different, at least, than maybe you did in the past couple of seasons training?
A lot of sand, a lot of working out in the sand, and just it gives your body a little bit of time to rest. You know, you're not so much hard contact on the ground, resistance stuff in the sand, some overspeed. Just it was a lot of work this off season, but it was a lot of fun doing it.
Drake's house fell out of sand.
Yeah, it was a nice little place to stay. It was cool for sure. Just was able to, you know, it's something that's so motivating, just about being there and, you know, waking up every morning and you go see a place like that. And it's like, you don't work that hard to go get, like, I want this, that, and the other, but you do it. So, you know, I've worked that hard to where I could do that. You know, I've done those such things. And it was something that, like I said, it was just so motivating to wake up every single day. It made me want to be better. It made me want to be more successful. And like I said, I'm ready for it.
Going back to what you said about winning, is there a vibe on this team that you guys are tired of losing?
I mean, I don't think anybody likes losing, for sure. And like I said, there were so many games that were right there, you know, could have went from 6-10 to 9-7 to 10-6. You never know. There was multiple games that, you know, all it takes for the Giants to be in the playoffs, from what I've heard. And, you know, we fell short of that 2 years, and I'm for sure that this year's got to be the year.
Yeah, not cool. One more.
Odell, with how last season ended for the team, for you personally, was it harder to put last year behind you than in past seasons? And did you feel like, you know, you were able to, as your coach would say, rip the rearview mirror off and focus on this year right away?
I can't get it back. got to keep going forward. Just let it go. Just positive vibes only, you know, that's all I'm on. So, I'm like I said, I'm looking forward to this year for sure.
We hadn't talked to you. They hired your old LSU receiving coach, guy you know well. What does that mean to you that Adam's here, and what can he help you with?
It's great. He, for me in college, there was time periods, you know, in college there's a growing period and you go through so much ups and downs, and he was there. You know, like a father figure to pick you up, to let you know when you did right and wrong, to always stay on you. He's never gonna lie to you. He's always gonna keep it honest with you, and he wants the best for each and every one of us. So it's exciting to have him back. I know that he's excited to be here, and like I said, I think it'll be a good year for us.